ABC Radio Australia.
A group of Pacific leaders say they're disappointed a referendum for a voice to Parliament has failed. More than 60% of Australians voted no to the proposal, despite warnings it would affect relations with the Pacific. Carl Evans with more on the story.
When Vanuatu's Minister of Finance and Economic Management, John Sarlong, first heard Australia was voting to give its First Nations people a representative voice in Parliament, the outcome seemed like a no-brainer, which was why he was shocked when 60% of Australian people shot down the proposal in a landmark referendum held over the weekend.
It's really disappointing that they wouldn't have a great say in policymaking and written into the constitution so that it definitely gives them an ability to stand the ground. You know, in Vanuatu, all our lands are owned by Indigenous peoples and their descendants. And we know that in Australia, it's not possible for that to happen. But for them to have a say is really important. So it's, for me, I think it's very disappointing that the Australians have decided to negate the Indigenous owners of the land.
Had the yes vote been successful, Australia's constitution would have been altered to create an advisory body to represent First Nations people and provide advice to the Parliament and government about decisions, policies and laws that affect their lives. But in the weeks and months leading up to the vote, public support began to wane. Former Pacific Island Forum Secretary General and PNG diplomat Dame Meg Taylor saw the result coming.
I followed it and I could see when the swing started to happen. What I was surprised about, that it was every state. I think that was quite extraordinary.
Ms Taylor spent time in Australia in the lead up to the vote, doing diplomacy work with Indigenous scholars. She thought consultation around the proposal was poorly managed.
Just from watching it from afar like we were, never got a real sense of how that was constructed. And on the last days, interviews with Indigenous Australians saying, nobody's talked to us about it. I mean, well, you can't talk to everybody, I know that. But I think the process could have been more inclusive and more thorough. Having worked in those kinds of fields when you were trying to convince people of something, you've got to really invest in how you structure that process, what the questions are, so people are not confused at all. And of course, it's good that there are different points of view and debate, but at some point in your history, when it comes to the First Nations of Australia, I would expect that people would pull together.
President of PNG Australia Association, Peter Bakua, shares her sentiments.
There are no fault as a result of people, not many people have been aware of what it is about and, you know, what sort of changes are we going to be bringing to the lives of the Indigenous people of Australia. So I think the government needs to do a lot of work on education for people to understand in Australia about the Indigenous people and what is that the government wants to do for them. It's not about, you know, elevating them above all other different backgrounds here in Australia, but at least recognizing them, giving them those privileges and benefits that they need as in the First Nations people here in Australia.
Before the vote, Palau's President Sarangal Whips Jr. had warned that a no vote would adversely affect Australia's relations with the Pacific. Although disappointed by the result, he says there's a silver lining to the outcome.
The movement needs to continue, and that awareness, and hopefully this is not the end, and the First Nations continue to ask for their voice to be heard. I hope that this is really, really only the beginning, and hopefully the ultimate goal is to have people living and working in harmony together, and inclusivity is an important part of that.